Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, can I put them what's-its crunchies out?
Yeah,
yes. Fucking love these.
I've never had them.
Were you saving them for best?
No, I've just put them up there. Oh, they're like a knick-knack.
They're like a very cheesy knick-knack.
Ooh. Oh, they're good.
A bit of a rip-off, really, aren't they? If I had invented knick-knacks and then I saw What's It Crunchies, I'd be like, hello.
They're like a Cheeto.
Mm.
We got number two.
You're a real professional, you are.
Why? Because I just jumped back in after we fucking had a piss and then we just sat there smashing the bag of fucking
What's
New Look
What's It. Yeah.
What, they're fucking, they're Cheetos. That's all they are. Or they're like a cheesy knick-knack.
Yeah. Good, no.
Because you got a scampi knick-knack, and now you got a cheesy knick-knack. That's literally sex in the mouth, isn't it?
Yeah. Scampi knick-knacks, they're not as scampi as they used to be, are they?
But they're a bit more lemony, aren't they? So they're not like, they're not full wafty rat. Like, whereas I think they're a dirty helmet.
They are, yeah. They're a dirty helmet, but the scampi knick-knacks are like some wafty bird who's been dancing all night at an indie club, and then... Like she's heard she's going to get licked out, so she's done a quick femme fresh.
Not even that. She's just binned off her fucking bargain bucket and just fucking run that little lemon fresh wipe straight up her rat. Right, go on then. You're all good.
Yeah, I ain't as fishy as I used to be. I like scampi fries.
Do you think beavers are?
What, ladies' private parts?
Yeah. Do you think they asked it? Because, like... I don't know. Nowadays, obviously, like, everyone just, like...
We're going to have some serious cock talk to make this all this talk about ladies' private parts acceptable. Because you've got to even it up. We like the BBC these days. You've got to remain impartial, wouldn't you? Or at least kind of present some balanced coverage. We've got some good cock-based chat coming up later on.
Mike Reasonob quiz?
What, now?
Why not?
Go on.
Right, Mike Reasonob quiz is pretty straightforward. What I'll do is I will tell cunt four iconic 80s cocks, and then within that, cunt has to then put them in order of smallest to biggest. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Billy Joel, Paul Young, Michael Jackson, Marilyn.
That's a tiny selection this week, isn't it? Can I just query Michael Jackson pre-Thriller or post-Bad?
1983.
Right, okie doke. We had a beer the other night, didn't we, with our mate Bollocks and Jill's came round.
Yeah.
And I remember you saying that Paul Young was an offensive name. Made him sound like a pedo. Not going to be able to shift that now. Paul, alright, so you've got Billy Joel.
Yep.
Paul Young, Michael Jackson, and Marilyn.
See, I think Billy Joel, he's pint size, isn't he?
Yeah.
And Christine Brinkley was like a good, like, 3 foot taller than him.
Yeah.
Makes me think he might have had something.
No.
Just a wallet.
Button.
Really?
Little butter mushroom. Yeah, like Michael Eavis, if he'd shaved his pubes. Just
right.
Tiny, tiny little cock.
Right.
And he trimmed the pubes, like all round his shaft in an attempt to make it look bigger. Just a very, very small, scarcely any shaft, all helmet. Wow. Helmet and bollocks.
Is he smallest then?
Joel.
Yeah, you're
God, yeah, yeah.
Right, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Helmet, right. Helmet and bollocks.
Right. That's Billy Joel at number four. So you're left with Paul Young, Michael Jackson, and Marilyn.
Yeah, when he was making love to Christine Brinkley, nothing. They couldn't even get, it wouldn't even reach the inner flaps.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just bashing away at it. Like Bruno Brooks, a similar cock to Bruno Brooks.
Oh, just pointless.
Yeah, pointless cock.
Yeah. Sad little man.
Mm.
Bruno, not Billy Joel.
Yeah. But he was sad because he spent years, didn't he, just smashing away at Amphia. She had no feeling in it anyway. So probably that was a blessing for him because she never found out how small
he was. Yeah.
Downstairs. Peter Powell.
Yeah.
Was he with her? Didn't Bruno nick Amphia Turner off?
I think he might be right. I reckon Peter Powell had a little bit about him.
Yeah.
I reckon he had something. He had more than Bruno Brooks. Bruno Brooks famously had the smallest cock in show business.
The smallest cock on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you reckon Peter Powell had an average size cock?
I reckon slightly above average.
Oh.
Who had the biggest cock at Radio 1?
Whispering Bob Harris. But he didn't like to shout about it.
Of course he didn't. Of course he didn't. Hold that.
Stick it in your gob. In your arsehole. Back in your gob.
All right. Paul Young, Michael Jackson, Marilyn. Who's at number three?
Right. Joel. Young.
Yep. You think Paul Young?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You could be forgiven for thinking he had a big cock because he used to spike his pubes.
Big lump. Big lump is Paul Young.
Yeah. Little cock, though.
Right.
Yeah, his cock was quite chubby. You fooled into thinking he had a big cock because he had a fat cock. Chubby. Chubby cock, chubby knackers.
That was his nickname, wasn't
it? Yeah, Chubby Knackers.
Oh, look at old Chubby Knackers.
Oh, look at it. It's Tubby Dingle, old Chubby Knackers. Fat cock, but no length to speak of.
Right.
And when he got hard, hardly any change.
Wow. Disappointing.
Just like a little stiff soft dom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that leaves you with pop icon Michael Jackson and friend of Boy George, Marilyn.
Well, I would have to put Michael Jackson next.
Okay.
Because by this point, he used to have a very big cock.
Right. Why is that?
Huh?
Why? What? It's not anymore?
No, it's just it got smaller and smaller.
Oh, that's weird.
It shrunk throughout his life.
Right. Unfortunate.
Yeah, but he had treatment to shrink it so he could fit in the kids.
Number one, Marilyn.
No, well, no one knows about Marilyn's cock.
Right.
No one knows because...
I think Gavin Rossdale from Bush does.
Have you had him on your podcast?
He's a really nice fella.
Did you ask him about Marilyn's cock?
No. No one knows. You don't ask anyone.
No one. No, it's like the identity of the crackpots.
It's like Banksy.
But because apparently Marilyn, he always used to tuck it between his legs.
Ah.
Yeah. So no one knows unless you saw him from behind when he was doing that.
What did it look like from behind?
Just like a cluster of oriental mushrooms.
There'll be more Mike Reese job quiz next month. Television.
You haven't asked if I'm finished with the charts yet.
What you got for the charts?
Number two, McCartney and Jackson, Say. And number one, you got the crisps out. Number one, Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, which we talked about already. Do you like Uptown Girl? What about you, listeners? Do you like it?
Let us know.
They're all shaking their fists on the train as they listen to this. Right. Was there any...
I'm going to apologise again for my sniffing my coffee and they're eating them fucking cheese crisps. They're really good.
You've apologised already about your sniffing and coughing. Just apologise about keep eating crisps.
I'm just powering through this podcast.
Do we have to do like a crisp warning? Do you do a crisp warning at the start of hardcore listing?
No, I stopped eating them because people really fucking hate it.
But do they hate it in the way that they say they hate it, but they actually like it?
I don't know, because we used to record like we are, sitting in here getting pissed.
Yeah.
But we don't now. We just do it over Zoom, so it's different.
Oh, it's a bit sad eating crisps on your own, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just become like a sad...
I get really excited about crisps when we do this.
Mm.
We just have a lot, we drink a lot of beer, don't we? And just eat a lot of crisps.
Just, yeah, I mean, just drink some, you know, the standard amount of beer. Drink more than you need to. Just
no.
Whatever your regular amount is, that's how much we drink. And then just have some crisps. Just, you know, keep the evening snack based.
I like snacks.
Yeah, good, aren't they?
Yeah. TV?
No, it's not fucking.
You've done the top 10. No,
yeah, but you haven't asked what else I've got in the charts.
What you got? Have you got anything?
Do you know? No, not really. No. do you know Only for Love by Limahl?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Is it any good or not?
It's actually all.
Was that his first solo single?
Yeah. Only for Love. I think it was on Now One. Can you reach it? My Now One's down there. And
where?
Underneath the Millennium Falcon, or maybe to the right of it. That might just be some ABBA records. Oh, here you go. Right, open that up. Because I think on there...
Do you want me to pass it to you?
Kajagoogoo is on it twice. with Too Shy. And, number four.
Was it Kajagoogoo's record company put it out?
Not sure. Number four, Only for Love.
Oh, yeah. What Kajagoogoo got on there?
Two, Big Apple and Too Shy. I believe.
They must have been on Virgin EMI, mustn't they?
Yeah. So if you open that up and have a look at Only for Love, what number did it get to? I think Son of the Rain's on that as well, actually.
Reached number 20 at the time of compilation.
Right.
From
right,
forthcoming okay. LP.
Yeah, there you go. Bum, 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 bum. It's got Pedo Bryson on it.
It's Pedo Bryson on it.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about on music?
At number 29, Aztec Camera Oblivious. Do you like that?
Yeah, I love that. It's basically I Managed Somehow by Menswear,
yeah, and they just ripped it off. Did they have to pay Aztec Camera any royalties for that in the end?
If they didn't, they escaped with that. Because it was so blatant, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they would have had to nowadays in these days of court cases and litigation, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Like, I haven't heard that much by Aztec Camera. I only know Oblivious, Somewhere in My Heart, and Good Morning Britain.
Yeah, I went and listened to a couple of albums, and the albums were a bit, you know, like, I went and listened to the album that Somewhere in My Heart was on.
Yeah.
And, like, Somewhere in My Heart... It's clearly the fucking standout. Have you heard How Men Are?
No.
That was like a bit of a slower one.
Were they on like Postcard back in the day?
I don't know.
Right.
I always think I should go and listen to more of their stuff.
Yeah.
But it's never fucking... Yeah, it's hard to get around to everything, isn't it?
Somewhere in My Heart's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah. I really think that's a fucking... Do you know what? When I think of 1988, I just think of shit. But... But I was doing some stuff, like, you know, some website stuff the other day, and I stuck on Now 80s.
Yeah.
And it was 1988, and I'm like, oh, fucking hell, it's 1988. And they done Somewhere in My Heart, followed by Adventures, Broken Land, which I fucking love. And then there was something, oh, I can't fucking remember, but there was another one. And, you know, like, do you know, maybe it was all right, 1988.
Yeah. Somewhere in My Heart. Ba, 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 ba. Summer in the city and the air is still. That's a fucking intro, that is.
Yeah.
And then, like, that intro and that verse is 10 times better than most people's choruses.
Yeah.
And then you get
and
the
then
chorus.
You get the chorus.
Which is fucking brilliant. Just could do without the sax solo.
But it's not a sax solo, is it? There's a guitar solo.
Yeah.
Which is sort of all... You think it's going to be a sax solo, but it's not. It's a guitar solo, and it is all right. And then the sax comes in at the end.
Yeah.
That's all right. It is all right. I think it's cracking now. Here, I've got a confession to make that you don't know.
What?
I went to see Level 42.
Where?
I weren't going to tell you because I knew you'd rip the shit, but you got the Judas Priest out anyway. I went to see in Ipswich at the Regent Theatre.
Yeah.
Where we went to see Billy Ocean. I went to see Level 42, supported by the Christians.
Who with?
Just on my own.
How are Level 42?
Do you know what? I just needed to go to find out whether I like Level 42.
Right, do you?
No. Nah. They're really fucking... No. Do you know what?
First of all, how are the Christians?
I just like the Christians. I just really fucking like the car. I just wish I'd fucking found that metal jacket, cut the patch off of Guns N' Roses and just worn it. Oh. I just think fucking Forgotten Town, Hooverville, When the Fingers Point, Ideal World, and Born Again. They're all off the same album. They're absolutely fucking cracking songs.
What's one off the second album? Was I Found Out a single?
I Found Out was the first one off. It all went a bit pear shaped, didn't it? Off the
second. I like that one.
I think they had. I like I Found Out, but they've never done it in all the times I've seen them, which is like about six now. Yeah. But it's my happy place.
Watch the Christians.
The Christians of Belinda Carlisle, that's my happy place.
That's all right.
No, it's sad, isn't it?
Right, fucking anyway. Tragic. So look, they delivered, right?
Yeah.
And then you got Living It Up.
This was the 40th anniversary of Living It Up tour.
Right.
And
what's he look like these days? He can't have a lot of Barnet left.
Right, I'll tell you what he looks like. He looks like... Do you know the insurance man from Grey's, John Chapman? He looks like John Chapman's head on an insect's body with wearing dad jeans and a Larry shirt, if you can imagine that. Imagine someone photoshopped John Chapman's head onto the body of a praying mantis in like a Hawaiian shirt with dad, you know, like bad dad truck driver jeans. They were all wearing these Larry shirts, you're like, oh, lads. But I've got to say, the hits were all really good.
Right.
Like, you know, Running in the Family and
Lessons in Love. How's the chorus, the Lessons in Love, go?
But the chorus ain't as good as the verse.
What's the verse?
Last at sea, I was trying to reach your shore.
Oh, yeah, no, he's good.
Yeah, it's fucking brilliant. And then, of course, all the hopes that we were building, we never fulfilled them.
Oh, that's
good. Should be better. Lessons in love. And he's got a really good solo as well. I had a little bit of like the hairs standing up on the back of my neck. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Running in the Family's a tune.
Yeah, Running in the Family's a tune. Something About You's a tune.
There's something about you.
That's fucking cracking. And I've got to say, Living It Up was fucking fantastic.
Living It Up's brilliant.
Yeah, it was fucking fantastic. And then they got like a few sort of second division singles like Children Say and Chinese Way. But
Partridge quote that.
Oh,
he does something about the Chinese Way, Level 42.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But in between, they've done a lot of kind of funky stuff. And it's just, I don't really like funk. And I especially don't like white blokes doing funk.
He's like, do you know what? He's just one of them blokes whose bass guitar's a bit too high and he uses his thumb.
But do you know what? Like, his bass guitar is high and he plays so many notes, it's to the detriment of the songs. Like, because there's something really pleasing about the frequencies that come from a bass. That's why everyone has bass on their records. But he plays so many notes, you never get the frequency of the notes because he's too busy going... Like, it's just too many notes.
They're half the amounts of notes that he wanted to play. There's arguments in the studio. That's only half of what he was allowed to play.
Oh, 100%.
He wanted to play more.
He's the only bloke in pop who can wank off in 15 seconds from Softer Milk.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a great name for a Level 42 album. Softer Milk.
Softer Milk, the best of Level 42.
Anyone that's listening to this... #softermilk, the best of Level 42.
Yeah, I don't like Level 42. Ooh, but
it sounds like you had a good night.
But I do like some of their songs. Yeah, I did have a good night actually. But in the middle of it, I'm just thinking like, why am I here just watching these blokes all wanking off? Like, you should have gone to a motel on the 128, you could have done that. but then they finish up on Lessons in Love and you're like, do you know what? Yeah, it's really good. But I'm never going to go and see him again. But
box ticked.
Yeah, box ticked.
TV?
I know now. I'm like Charlie when he stuck a frying pan handle up his arsehole.
TV?
Yeah. I know now. Oh, number 28, Genesis, That's All.
That's on now.
Do you like that?
Is that That's All?
Yeah, he was still a good bloke then, wasn't he? Before he became a cunt.
Yeah, he was still doing a bit of painting and decorating on the weekends.
Yeah.
Like, nah. No, he's not one of my favourites, to be honest.
No, I used to quite like that in the 80s.
What else you got?
That's it.
TV?
Yeah.
Okay, on the BBC, The Woodhouse Way. Barbara Woodhouse. She was famous in the 80s, wasn't she?
What was it in the 80s about just moany old women on the TV?
Who else?
Mary Whitehouse.
Yeah.
Just moany old women.
And also, like, who watched a programme about some moody old cunt shouting at dogs?
Just fucking idiots.
Because I remember, like, Walkies was really famous, wasn't it? Everyone had an impression of Barbara Woodhouse.
That was her catchphrase, wasn't it?
Yeah. And you just think... I remember, like, where I grew up, like, people wouldn't, like...
Now, if your dog didn't do as you told it, you'd just kick it.
Or, fuck off.
Or throw it in a river in a pillowcase with some bricks.
Yeah. That was back in the days where you could let your dog shit anywhere as well.
Oh, those were the days. Well, although, like, I think people just let their dog shit anywhere... The amount of times I've trod in dog shit lately, I'm like a fucking dog shit magnet. I tread in dog shit nearly every time I go out. Do I not look where I'm going? I always tread in dog shit.
I haven't trod in dog shit in public for fucking ages, but I did tread in my own dog shit. Well, I told you, didn't I? We spoke about it on the podcast.
You trod in your own dog shit?
Like my own dog's
shit.
Shit, yeah. Did I mention this on an episode?
I don't know. We were always pissed, weren't we? So, go on.
Well, my dog's like 14 now. He's really old and he's deaf. And he sleeps beside me like on the floor, like by the side of the bed. And he wakes me up quite early in the mornings these days because he just wants to piss or he's just bored. So I get up and I come downstairs and let him out in the garden, which I done. It was about 6 o'clock in the morning, so I got up, come downstairs, let him out. I put the kettle on, then I went in the bathroom. I let him back in, then I thought, right, I'm going to pop in the toilet and have a piss. And then I'm literally just wearing me boxers and a T-shirt, right? So I've had me fucking morning piss. And then I've just come out of the bathroom and, like, walked into the hallway and just trod in a load of dog shit. Barefoot. And I was like, fucking hell. And I can't have a go at my dog because he's really old and he's fucking nice, my dog. But he's just really fucking old now. But
he'd never have done that if Barbara Woodhouse was still alive. He'd been too scared to.
He'd be out on walkies. But yeah, no, you just think, stop shouting at dogs. Fancy being famous for just being a cunt to dogs.
Yeah,
she was really old as well. Why did they put her on the telly? She had one of them old tartan dress like skirts.
Yeah.
On.
No, it's not ideal just an old woman shouting at dogs, but I've got to say, compared to what you can see some people doing at dogs on the dark web, it is an improvement. Although the dogs seem to be quite enjoying it. They like feeling like part of the family. Do you remember when we was teenagers I'm not gonna name and shame who it was, but do you remember there was the rumours about the two girls who wanked off the dog who live around Parkside?
Yeah.
And
then
and the other girl who let the dog lick
Pedigree Chum off her rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went to my school. And yeah, that was the rumour.
What
the
f*** you up to these days?
I mean, the thing is, right?
Do you think any of that happened?
No, 100% not. I don't know about what, like, someone that were doing, ran like, that way. But I know for a fact that, I mean, we was at school. There was no way she was putting Pedigree Chum on her fanny and letting her dog lick it off. That was just one of them.
Is it an urban myth?
It's definitely an urban myth, but I'd like to know who come up with that.
Well, yeah, but there was a bit of backstory as well, wasn't there?
Was there?
Well, yeah. Mum had gone on holiday and her and were there. They had the ass to themselves for the night. He had his little lipstick out already.
What?
Yeah.
There you go. Fucking hell. Record Breakers was on.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. If you're the fastest, the shortest, the...
Was this still Roy Castle?
Yeah.
Castle time.
Roy Castle.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
And Norris McWhirter.
My favourite castle, Roy Castle.
Is he?
Out of all the castles, yeah. All the ones I can think of off the top of my head.
Anyone have a little look at Norris McWhirter?
Surname rhyme with Squirter.
Norris. Why is who's ever named the kid Norris? Like, it's gone now, isn't it, Norris's?
All the Norris's are gone.
All right. What world record do you think you would or could do?
Shouting.
Oh, you're really loud, aren't you?
Yes! I reckon I'd give the world record at shouting a good go.
What celebrities do you reckon are loud?
Noddy Holder.
Oh, Roland Orzabal.
He just had a song called Shout. I don't reckon he's that loud.
Big gob.
Yeah, he has got a big gob.
Do you reckon Carol Decker's loud?
Yeah, she's got like, head like a flip top bin, hasn't she? She looks like a zombie Mick Hucknall these days, doesn't she?
I've not seen her for ages, but Mick Hucknall looks
like a cushion with a face on. It's just.
But Mick Hucknall looks like fucking
Phil Mitchell.
Yeah.
With dreads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never understood Simply Red. Do you like any Simply Red songs?
I went to the banks, you ridiculous, and said, brother, let us help you, been unable to. That one.
That's all right. Oh, I'm quite old in back the years.
No, I don't like it. I just don't like that.
I keep holding on.
Do you know what? No, I just don't really like.
Yeah. I really hated Something Got Me Started.
Yeah.
I hated that. And that's like fucking,
he's hopping along with a little semi, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got that little ginger bullet.
Why did someone get him started?
Like, I don't know. I didn't like that fucking fairground one. That got me tits.
Did you say little ginger bullet? Nah, it's fucking rubbish, that fairground one.
I think what was the other one I liked?
It didn't make me feel at all like I was upside down watching all my change come out of my pockets on the arts and diamonds.
People that went to Pizzazz had slowies. They bought Simply Red records, didn't they?
Yeah.
I reckon a lot of people made love to Simply Red back then.
Yeah. It's a few wide-ons to stars, wasn't there?
Yeah. New flame has come.
I just don't like them.
I saw him.
Oh, did you? Whereabouts?
At that Radio 2 party in the park where the PSB's headlined.
What Simply Red played?
They opened it. Like, they were on before Bananas and fucking...
I would have thought he'd have been...
I thought that as well, but no, it was Simply Red, and they were... I think they were first on, because we only caught the second half of their set. Like, I ain't losing sleep over that.
I thought they would have been
higher up than Bananas.
They've got lots of... He's got lots of songs, hasn't he, that you know, but I don't know. Is it because he's a cunt and the music's just
shit?
Do
you think a lot of it was because... Like, on paper, he ain't Brad Pitt, but he was having it off with a lot of women. Do you think people just thought, cunt?
No, but did lots of people think he was a cunt? Because his records sold all right, didn't they? Like,
yeah, they were fucking massive.
Who bought his records, though? Did Byron buy them? Did Byron buy Simply Red?
I reckon Gal's made love to A New Flame.
Yeah, I know he's made love to it, but do you reckon he bought it or his missus bought it?
I reckon he bought A New Flame. I bet that album he bought. I don't reckon, like, he bought Men and Women or... Was it Picture Book, the first one?
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't reckon he bought them. But I reckon he bought New Flame.
Like, because when we was going around boot sales in, like, the very late 80s and early 90s...
Well, you got your Judas Priest cap, wasn't it?
When I got my Judas Priest cap and probably my metal jacket as well. Full metal jacket.
Is that second hand?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it didn't have any of the studs on.
Right.
When I got it from the boot sale. Or the Wasp Forever Free patch. That was their slowy, wasn't it? I've got two pitch discs. I've got that one of the Doberman balling that woman, and then I've got like a cut, you know, like the shape pitch disc, the cut pitch disc of
Can you feel the real me, Doctor?
Oh, is it that?
Doctor!
Oh, I don't know if it's that or... That. Oh, I can't remember what it was. It's like some bird in a leotard with like a couple of weights like squatting down.
Yes.
Quite saucy. It is.
Very metal.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Yeah, when we were going around boot sales, like hoovering up 80s singles. Like, I would buy anything by Howard Jones.
Yeah.
Or anything by Nick Cole. You know, pretty much anything from the 80s. I never bought one Simply Red record.
I bought a load of Paul Young records. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, when I'd go and buy, like, things that I just remembered from the 80s, in the late 80s, like, I'd go back and buy artists that at the time I remember thinking, oh, I liked them when I was younger.
Yeah.
I don't know why I bought Paul Young records, but I bought Jones, Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears, because I've got some of the like the blue vinyl lapel Shelter.
Yeah, got all of them. I've got some fucking poster 7 inches of I Believe and things like that. There was loads of formats back then, weren't there?
Yeah.
Love a format.
Yeah.
Pebble Mill was on.
Oh, was it?
Cliff celebrates 25 years in showbiz in 1983.
Getting away with it all his life.
Getting away with it.
Talking of which, I heard the other day, you know Hey Mickey?
Yeah.
It's a cover.
Is it?
Yeah. I had no fucking idea. You know Racey, who did Some Girls Do, Some Girls Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was on that the same album as that. They had a song called Hey Kitty.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So Cliff, in 1983...
Would he have been going to the Elm Guest House?
...was celebrating 25 years in showbiz. Who'd have thought then that you'd go, in 2023, he'd be releasing a new album in time for Christmas? Cliff with Strings. Have you seen the little video thing?
Oh, no. Someone sent me that the other day, but I meant to watch it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Because he's, like, all skinny and old.
Yeah.
Because, what is he, 86 or something like that? And it looks like he's a puppet on strings because he's, like, bending his knees and he's doing this, like, sort of stringed version of We Don't Talk Anymore. Oh, it's really fucking weird. And, like... Do you know what, though? That said, I had Greatest Hits Radio on the way home yesterday, and I've had a bit of a fucking rubbish week. And my mum loved Cliff.
Yeah.
And so it was on a lot in my house growing up. And I flicked over, and it was like, used to think that love's sweet.
So is that We Don't Talk Anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really decent... It's a really
so good.
Decent song.
It's so good, and I'm not going to lie, I was driving past the
Oaks. Oh, yeah, you didn't have a little cry.
And I'm
you?
All fucking emotional. It's fucking pathetic, but I remember just being really tired, and I'm like fucking just had a shit week, and it come on, it just made me proper fucking feel nostalgic. And then I was driving past the Oaks and the Chippy and just thinking, yeah. We don't talk.
Oh, this podcast hit a new low. I'm fucking at level 42 with the hair standing
I'm
up on me,
to Cliff.
Back of my neck, and you're crying to Cliff Richard outside the Chippy at the Prague. Fucking hell.
Yeah. It's fucking great, We Don't Talk Anymore. It's a really good fucking song.
That was that one of the ones? Alan Tarney, who produced Sun Always Shines on TV, he was responsible for a lot of the Cliff records around that time.
He done that and fucking Carrie and Devil Woman, I think. There was like all of that era.
Carrie's one of the best ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Wired for Sound as well.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, apart from Cliff's 60s stuff.
Stereo. Whoa.
Yeah, that's one for the medley, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Power from the... Yeah, great. All right, well, let's play a quick round of Wankety Wank.
Is there a new game in town?
No, we played it last time.
Did we?
And, I have
no memory of this.
Yeah, you just have to fill in the blank. It's a quick game. There's not really a lot to it. It's based on Blankety Blank, but we're going to call it Wankety Wank. All right, in line with what we've just been discussing... I'm going to ask Cunt to fill in the missing word that I'm going to have with a blank. Cliff Richard, who celebrates 25 years in showbiz, had a big hit in the 60s with the blank ones.
Young.
Correct.
Well, I wonder if Paul Young would be more sinister. His name was Paul Young'uns.
Poor young ones. Chips was on. Have we discussed motorbikes on here?
Yeah, maybe, but about 18 months ago.
I definitely spoke about that time I was over Jamie's and I crashed the motorbike into the barbed wire fence. But
Steve McQueen,
a far less exciting or glamorous. But I don't think we were, like, bloke enough to have motorbikes, were we?
No. We had a few pubes.
Yeah. Barham. I remember, like, someone had an old steppy over the back of Farrett Park. I remember, like, Barham was just on it, like, fucking glitter on glue. He was straight on it, just bombing it around. And I remember him just going, yeah, jump on the back. And Gal just, like, I was, like, fucking Ted and Ralph. I was just this fucking silly old useless fucking soft lad on the back of a thing while proper geezer with pubes drove it about.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, bombing around on the back of a fucking old moped, like, over the fields. But was there kids in your school that, when they turned 16, turned up on motorbikes?
I don't remember anyone ever bringing a motorbike to school.
Really?
No, my only memory about, because I had like a Ford Escort Mark III that I used to drive into school when I passed my driving test. Like when I was in the sixth form doing A levels.
Yeah, you still play football for Cubs as well, then, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd turn up in my Escort Mark III. Used to give the bloke that run it a lift because he'd been done for drink driving. Do you know, I've got a memory from school that I really fucking love and treasure this memory of being in. So being in assembly, because my school was like, it was quite strict, because you all wore fucking blazers and ties and stuff.
Yeah.
And then in the sixth form, seeing two kids, Stuart Masters and Robert Savile, bombing it up the school drive in Stuart Masters' Escort Mark II, both wearing crash helmets. And it was just the funniest. He had like this yellow Escort Mark II, like, bombed it up the driveway in crash helmets. And
that's incredible.
But they both got called up in assembly, and they were both just stood there with their shoulders hunched, looking sorry for themselves, with the head of the sick form, like, going, you know, just doing these bollocks, saying, you know, by wearing crash helmets, they were indicating that they were going to drive irresponsibly, and everyone just, like, sniggering into their hands.
Legends. I always remember the lads that had sort of come into school on, like, 50cc motorbikes when they turned 16 were generally the ones that were sticking, like, three digits in, like, someone from the third year.
Yeah. It was acceptable in the
80s. Yeah, I guess so.
Girls loved a bloke on a motorbike. They only got to see Grease 2 to know birds loved a bloke on a motorbike.
Absolutely.
It's the helmet, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. All girls love an helmet. Russ Abbott's Mad Ass was on. Was he mad?
No, I was just thinking in 2023, there's just you going, all girls love an helmet. Russ Abbott's Mad Ass.
Oh, fucking hell.
Russ Abbott's Madhouse. Have you seen that? I'm sorry if we fucking go over old ground. I'm going to stop apologising for it. But have you seen that picture of Russ Abbott, Cliff Richard and Captain Tom?
No.
So when they took, you know, his family took him to Barbados shortly before he caught COVID and died in the middle of a pandemic.
Was that a little while before?
Before they built the big thing out the back of their house, right, with all the money. Yeah. So it was just after they done. So Captain Tom raised all the money.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah, no, fucking good on him. He was just an old bloke trying to do something nice in a fucking bleak time.
Yeah.
And then someone obviously jumped on board and they did hashtag Captain Tom's bucket list. About all the things he wanted, you know, because he was 100 and, you know, really old, all the things he wanted to do. And one of the things was take all his family on a holiday to Barbados. Lovely. In the middle of a pandemic. And so they did that. And whilst they were in Barbados, there was a photo opportunity for Captain Tom, who was just sat there like slumped in a seat with Russ Abbott and Cliff Richards stood behind him looking like a couple of fucking wrinkly old ball bags.
That's a lemon party I don't want to go to.
But, you know, someone sent me a picture and they'd photoshopped these lazy nuts hanging out the side of Captain Tom's shorts. And it was deeply disrespectful, but also extremely fucking funny.
Oh, awful fucking kids.
Mm.
Got their comeuppance, haven't they?
Yeah.
Did you like Russ Abbott's Mad Ass? I remember thinking it was brilliant.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But we didn't know because we were kids, so you don't know what's any good, do you?
I remember thinking, like, Cooperman was hilarious.
Yeah. And when he wore the CU Jimmy hat.
Yeah. He was, like, a more palatable Chalky, wasn't it?
Can you imagine the less palatable Chalky?
No.
Thankfully not.
No, I remember just thinking like, yeah, like it was really funny. I remember thinking like Dustin G and Les Dennis were fucking really funny. And,
He had a solid team there though, didn't he?
Bella Enberg.
Yeah.
Like, I remember thinking it was fucking brilliant.
Did she have the waftiest rat of the '80s, Bella Enberg?
Oh. What do you reckon was going on down there?
Awful. Grey?
Grey?
Grey hair. Sparse. Angry. Whiffy.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it was like bright, bright, almost brilliant pink.
Hmm.
But like a pig snout.
I always thought, you know, Pat Wicks from EastEnders?
Yeah.
I always thought her fanny would be like bright red, very sparse white hairs. You know, like your granddad's chin after he's not cared for himself properly. and underneath it looked like someone had got a spatula of lard and just slapped it up there.
That was one of the times when my postman knocked on my door and said, I got a letter for you.
Pat Wicks' Red Mank.
Pat Wicks' Red Mank it was addressed to. Because we used to buy CDs in the 90s and we were DJing. And inside it, you'd get like a little postcard.
Where you could subscribe to the mailing list of the band from the CD.
And they'd send you like postcards about new releases. And my postman would knock on my door and wake me up, chuckling at the door whilst he'd give me like an abundance of like postcards from Creation Records or whatever fucking Britpop thing was going, where you'd subscribe to me under various really fucking offensive names.
They still sent them out though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Pat Wicks' Red Man was really offensive.
It's not even a name, is it?
No. Right. Nah. Right, well, look. How long? Fuck me, we've been going for over 2 hours.
We could just split it in two.
All right, yeah, we can do. Right.
I think we've had too much to drink tonight.
Yeah, we have,
haven't we? It's taken a long while.
Whose cock is it anyway?
Yeah, right, yeah. Got all the quizzes tonight, haven't we?
Yeah. Right.
What's the premise of this quiz?
We started last month with Fish from Marillion. So I'm going to give Cunt 1, 2, 3, 4 clues as to whose cock I'm talking about.
From the 80s?
From the 80s. And Cunt's got to tell me, or has got to guess, hopefully, within the 4 clues that I give him.
Right, okie doke. Do the clues get easier each time?
I think so.
Yeah.
Clue one, he's not got a lot upstairs.
I think I know already.
Go on.
Is it Paul Daniels?
No. It's a good answer, but...
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Clue two, he loves a hat.
Talking about Bold Fella from the 80s. Ben from Curiosity Killed the Cat?
Incorrect. He famously likes to hold it for a while at that moment when he knows he's going to spunk.
Hold it for a while at that moment. Is it Curtis Stigers?
No.
No, he's got a full head of hair, hasn't he?
Yes. Last clue.
He'd hold on to the base of his penis, wouldn't he, with tears in his eyes?
He just likes to, like, that moment, he just keeps it going. Last clue. He takes pride in his love making...
Fucking hell. Is it Paul King from King?
No.
What? Is it Bono?
No. He likes to hold it as long as he can at that moment when he knows he's going to spunk. Come on.
He likes to hold it for as long as he can.
Before he spunks.
I know, I've no fucking idea. People are shouting out now. Go on.
It's Edge.
Yeah. Oh!
Come on. Fucking hell. He's got not a lot of upstairs. He loves a hat. He loves edging. And he takes pride in his lovemaking.
Oh, your edging clue was too cryptic for me. It was a bit Ted Rogers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right, okay. There'll be more. Whose cock is it anyway? Next month.
There'll be more. Be more. Next month.
By the way, I should point out now, I've got nothing for news. Have you?
Maybe one thing.
Or what you got?
Oh, have you finished TV? I've got a couple of actual TV facts.
All right, go on.
You'll moan at me because you ain't got anything funny to say about it. November 1983, an episode of ITV's animated series Danger Mouse, featuring the voice of gliding club paedophile has viewing figures reaching 21.59 million, an all-time high for a British children's programme.
Are you serious?
21.59 million people watched Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse was shit.
That's all right.
That was shit.
It weren't like a third of the country all right, but...
It weren't Grange Hill.
No, it weren't Grange Hill.
It weren't Josie's Giants. It weren't Johnny Briggs. It weren't Rent-A-Ghost.
No one ever did a rave version of that, did they? Nah. Like a trip to Trumpton.
His older brother Albert looked like he took all the drugs.
Hmm.
I used to really like Johnny Briggs.
His dad was in Star Wars.
He was, wasn't he?
Like your dad.
Oh, fucking hell. What else you got for TV?
I'm really happy with that.
Yeah, that
considering
quite good.
I didn't have it
I've
ready.
I've had too much to drink and I wasn't quick enough to get in before you.
8th of November, the famous turkey episode of Family Fortunes is broadcast on ITV, in which one contestant, Bob Johnson, whilst playing the big money round. Have you seen that, the turkey thing?
It's one of my favourite clips
it's
I've
fantastic,
ever seen.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Like, he's literally, he knows that turkey's the answer to one of the questions, doesn't he? And it's like, what is the capital of America? Turkey. And it's like the first single released by Karma, by Culture Club was Turkey. And he just keeps saying Turkey.
Do you think he's had a tip off?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%, he knows that one of the answers is turkey, and he just
going to stick with it.
Oh, it's fucking brilliant. I didn't realise that that was that long ago. Fucking hell. Turkey. Oh, fuck
is that
me.
Is that Liz Dennis at that point doing Family Fortunes?
Or is it Lingalonga Max?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was Liz. That's why I thought he weren't that yeah. old. But obviously it weren't, because he was doing Madass then. It must have been Max.
Don't know.
Bygraves in 83.
When was Monkhouse?
Oh, it might have been Monkhouse. I always liked Monkhouse. I always thought he seemed like a good bloke.
I don't know if you seem like a good bloke. You're a terrible judge of character, though. I'm not saying he was one of them.
No, I'm not. He weren't. He just seemed like a lot. I loved Family Fortunes.
Yeah, I love Family Fortunes.
You're a bad judge of character.
No, I'm not. Fucking... Oh, yeah, I've been hanging around with you for 4 years.
No, you ain't. You travel around watching fucking Gary Christian. Looks like the bloke from Hills Have Eyes. Your mum even warned you.
Yeah, when your mum's pleased to sew on a Guns N' Roses patch, you know you're in trouble.
Exactly.
Last thing about TV, 30th of November, debut of the Jim Davidson sitcom Up the Elephant and Round the Castle on ITV.
I remember thinking that was... I was really excited about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I must have watched it.
Yeah.
I've no fucking memory.
I'm not going to lie. Well, fucking hell. How old was we? 10.
Yeah, what do you know when you're 10? I have a distinct memory of the night he touched that bird's arse.
Yeah, but you weren't 10 then.
No, I know. I was in my 20s or 30s. Yeah. And he touched that lady's bottom at the BBC. So when he come out, when his name came out as part of U-Tree, I thought he was completely nailed on for it. But I think he got away with it.
I mean,
Davidson.
All I'm going to say is that, well, he was like fucking primetime TV when we were 10, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he was a comedian, so I remember just thinking he was really funny.
Yeah.
But.
It was just a bit of a laugh, Chalky, in the 80s, but then, you know, when you revisit it, it's pretty fucking sinister, isn't it?
It's really horrible.
But not everyone that is racist is a sex case. Like, Morrissey's not, is he? What do you want to move on to? What do you want to move on to?
Lenny Bennett and Punchlines, that was on. Heart to Heart was on. Sesame Street. There's some fucking great rat tapping.
That sounds like Roland Rat goes out trying to get some female rat fanny.
Like, it followed Good Morning Britain at 8:30, which I would have thought would have been around the time of Roland Rat.
Yeah, Rat fans!
You're definitely getting the Guinness Book of Records for the loudest Roland Rat.
Oh, that'd be quite a good one.
Yeah!
We should get Norris McSquirt around here.
Oh, that really hurt. Oh, dear. What was his job, McWhirter?
At just hanging around when kids were doing records.
But, like, who put him in charge?
No, he just worked his way in there, didn't he?
He
used to turn up in a jester suit. He was just trying to put a smile on people's faces.
No, he wasn't, though. He was really serious, wasn't he? He was just there in a shirt looking like your granddad. And he was, like, all fucking whistled up. And he was just going, like, you've just stacked up fucking, you know, a little tower of fucking 14 conkers. You haven't done 15. Unfortunately, you've not won. And it was just like, oh, fucking hell. Can we just cut the Roy playing the trumpet? This is fucking rubbish. Yeah,
that's why I don't think McWhirter was a pedo. Because I think if he was a pedo, he'd have, like, fiddled some of the records for the kids just to get his way. No, he was too officious to be a pedo.
Right. What have you got for this day in history?
So that's Norris McWhirter cleared. Put him in the... Bloke who does cunts cock trumps, put him in the clear pile.
He's done nothing wrong.
Huh?
He's done nothing wrong.
Oh, McWhirter?
Yeah.
No.
No, he's fine. Them crisps are really good.
Yeah, good, aren't they?
Right, what have we got left?
For events, what do we call it? Do we call it events?
You do.
What do you call it?
News. Yeah.
Miss World 1983, I've got nothing about it because I thought you'd do some research. Probably like Miss Venezuela or something, one. Probably really attractive.
What was your thoughts on Miss World back in the day?
It was one of them things.
Oh, them faults. I need another piss.
Another piss? Do you need me to have a look at your walnut for you? Check your walnuts, lads. Don't want to end up like him. Having to have two pisses in a podcast. It's a world record. He's pissing quickly because he knows I'm in here smashing the crispy Watsits. Oh, you're not going to come in here with cock fingers and touch the Watsits, are you? Oh, yeah. Is that why you've opened Cheesy Crisps? It's going to be very hard to edit two pisses out of this podcast.
No, it won't. Right. Can you remember liking Miss World?
You've touched your cock and now you're touching the Watsits. He just waved his right hand in the air like that's the one that got the piss on. The thing is with Miss World is it made you feel a bit funny in your willy, so you didn't want to watch it with your family, did you? Like all them ladies, attractive ladies and that. It's just been embarrassing when you were a kid, isn't it?
I don't know. I remember like, it was like the Eurovision or like, it was like a big thing.
Yeah, but like, sexy ladies. Did you and your dad just sit there with a box of Kleenex in the middle of you?
No, I remember like it being on. I remember thinking like...
You just wanking your little bullet and your dad with his mechanised claw wanking his metal...
No, I don't remember it being sexy. I just remember it being like watching the Eurovision or watching something like that. I remember it just being like...
I didn't feel like that about beauty contests. I felt attracted to the ladies and it was embarrassing.
I just remember like being like women just going like, yeah, you know, I like playing badminton and I want world peace and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I remember that. But like, you know, she's in a swimsuit and I might, you know, I feel a little bit funny in me willy.
I don't think my dinkle was switched on at that point.
No, I didn't get stiffy or anything, but you know, like...
I think I was probably just thinking, I wish we could watch Star Wars or, like, Grange Hill.
I don't know, I think I might have just been a bit like... I think I might love her and I want to hold her hand.
You wasn't mature.
Hmm?
You didn't have a mature head on your shoulders.
Well, clearly not, because 10 years later, I had my hair dreadlocks and was wearing a Bross T-shirt. Rather than getting some posh fluff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and 40 years later, here I am with you, sat here in a fucking Judas Priest hat, talking about ladies' fannies and men's cocks from the 80s.
Oh, fucking hell.
Do you ever think what you could have had?
Patch up?
We haven't finished the events. People will be really fucking cross.
That's all right.
There's a massive event from November 1983.
Make it good.
Well, do you reckon you're a bit in with the underworld, don't you?
No.
You're always saying how you're in with the underworld.
Never once.
Apart from all the times, you know. You always make out you knew the craze and that. But
I love their mum.
Brinks Matt Robbery.
Oh, was that then?
Yeah. I thought you'd have been bringing that up. I wanted to talk about it for ages.
Fair enough. No, no.
Do you know anything about the Brinks Matt robbery?
Tell me all about it.
No, I don't know anything about it, because I thought you'd do your research with the news.
I just imagine it was probably something that involved...
It's a load of fellas.
Yep. I reckon, what tools do you reckon they had? I reckon one had a sawn off and the others had a kosh.
Yeah.
But they
just
were a bit handy.
Just in case it got a bit tasty.
Yeah. It was a little bit of insurance, but they didn't want to do it.
Where do you reckon they made the plans? Down the boozer? Because no one had a summer house, did they? Or a pub up the end of the garden at that point?
No.
No one had a man cave.
I reckon there was a bloke called Terry that was involved. And I reckon his missus had left him. And so, like, he just...
Why had she left him? Was he a bit handy?
Like, I just think, after a night down the pub, you never knew what Terry was coming home.
Yeah.
And she'd had enough. So she moved out. And so sometimes after the pub had shut, some of the boys would go back round there for a game of cards. Yeah. And I think that's where
he had a big gaff.
Yeah, he was sizable, yeah.
Yeah, like before nothing. He lost it in the divorce.
Yeah.
That was probably the motivation behind it.
Yeah, exactly. I've got some messages.
The Brinks Matt robbery, ladies and gentlemen. No facts, complete just
guesswork.
Conjecture.
I've got some conjecture from some of the listeners. So I put a little thing out on Twitter.
Oh, did you?
Someone has really fucking chimed in with something good here. I eat food on OnlyFans.
What?
That's the name of the person.
What's it called?
I eat food on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It just looks like a bloke eating a hot dog. How would Big Ron from EastEnders do in a scrap with Pat Roach, Jeff Capes or Giant A-Stacks? Now, I don't want to go too heavy on Pat Chat because there's some coming up later. But Big Ron was a fucking unit, wasn't he?
He was a unit. So you got?
How would he, if he was in a tear-up with Roach, Capes or Haystacks?
Roach, Capes, Haystacks.
Ron is a geezer's name.
It's a geezer's name, but you're talking about three of the hardest bearded blokes of the 80s.
But he weren't called Big Capes. Oh, Giant Haystacks.
Giant Haystacks.
He weren't called Big Pat, was he?
Jeff Capes.
True, Jeff. Yeah. Big Ron.
Pat Roach. He's got a lady's name. He wears a leotard, but no one fucks with him. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I reckon Ron, he revelled in being the hardest on the square, but he was a big fish in a small pond.
True. True. A bigger fish would have been a roach. Say someone tried to fucking pilfer a fucking, you know, a banana from Ron's fucking market stand. Do you think he'd let him have it?
As in, like,
just let him have it. Go on, all right, go on.
Fucking. No, I think he'd let him have it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't let him have it. He'd let him have it.
What do you mean? Like, what have it?
Like, let them have it.
What, spread them all over the square?
Anything goes, yeah.
Oh.
You're a tea leaf.
Oh, no rules?
No rules. Anything goes. You're a tea leafing off my... You're basically stealing that banana out of my kid's mouth.
Yeah. Oh, right. Fucking hell. If we had some...
Mrs. Ron's got expensive tastes as well.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, he's in at them curtains for nearly 1,500 quid.
What we got here? Craig's got in touch with us. If Weeders and Pets started on ITV, that was interesting. It started that month.
That was 40 years ago. All feeders ain't pet. He'll be having a 40-year anniversary meet-up, do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Message from Aaron.
Jimmy Now. Timothy Spall. Lewis from Inspector Morse and that cunt from the 1975's dad and his rotten missus.
And the other one is no longer with us, is he?
No.
It's been three... It's from Aaron. It's been 3 years. Isn't it time for some acceptable in the 80s T-shirts or Fripp's Privilege ones? I listen to each episode through my commutes to work every day. Cheers for the laughs, gents. Yeah, we should do some T-shirts at some point, shouldn't we?
Yeah, if the minute we merch it, you know we're fucking just in it for the dollar.
Yeah.
Like, we're hardcore at the moment. We've just a couple of sponsors, pay for the beers.
Ain't even sponsors, are they? They're just people who just want a fucking coating. what else we got here? Was the Phantom... This is from Sean C. Was the Phantom Flamflinger trying to compensate for something by throwing creamy pies around the place?
Yeah, he was the world's first example of seagulling.
a pioneer.
He's
also put, I'm guessing, that he had a very small winkle with virtually no jizz to speak of. Something weren't right there. He's true. He's right.
Yeah, perhaps he had a lump on one of his tubes. Fair Check enough. Your nuts, lads. And your walnut.
40th anniversary of Weeders and Pet this month. But in case you didn't know, lads, it's this month. There's a picture of them there.
Did you watch All Feeders Ain't Pet?
Yeah. It was just a program for blokes, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just my old man and his mates on holiday. That's a fact. I'll tell you what, the theme tune from All Feeders Ain't Pet's a fella's song. That's living all right. Who sung that?
Joe Fagan.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
working all day for a packet of pie and send a little back to the wife.
If you had to go, right, the ultimate bloke anthem, is it that or is it, I could be so good for you?
Gonna love ya. Love you like you want.
How does it start, that? What's the verse?
If you want to, I'll change the situation. Da 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 da.
Right people, right time, just the wrong location.
Da 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 da.
I've got a good idea.
Just you keep me here.
I'll be so good
for you. I can be so good for you.
I'm gonna love ya. That's a fucking tune, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tune, isn't it?
Is that more of a fucking geezer's tune than That's Living All Right? Is it more of a tune than fucking Ain't No Pleasing You or Gertcha?
I reckon they're up there. They are up there. I reckon the Only Fools and Horses theme tune's a bit, a bit of a fucking...
Yeah. Trevor Francis tracksuits from a mushy shepherd's bush.
I think they wanted Chas and Dave to do that, didn't they?
They did. In the end, John Sullivan sang it himself.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. What a fucking legend John Sullivan was. Yeah. I think that cover of I Could Be So Good For You, that little black and white photo of Waterman in his leather.
Yeah.
Fucking geezer.
Yeah. He's a fella, isn't he?
Yeah. Chap. Ben's just messaged, I'm not sure, but I think Kate Bush's bush must be relevant somehow. I think he just wants a little breakdown of Kate Bush's bush. It's wild down there, isn't it?
Very wild.
Yeah, there's nothing sort of constricting that, is there? It's just free-form bush.
Yeah, and if you see it from the back, her brown eye just stares at you wildly.
I wish you could have seen his face when he said that. Oh, fucking hell.
I've got a lot more time for Kate Bush these days than I had for her when I was a kid in the 80s. I think she's fucking fantastic, Kate Bush.
What's your favourite Bush?
Wuthering Heights.
Ooh.
So I think it's a fucking masterpiece, but I would never have listened to it when I was a kid or when I was in my teens. I just never would have fucking listened to it.
Well, you should sit at level 42.
I still am.
Oh, Bush has got loads of good songs.
Yeah.
Woman's Work is fucking brilliant. I've got an email from David Miller. What is cunt's take on Tosh Lyons from The Bill in regards to Upstairs, Downstairs?
Tosh Lyons from The Bill. I don't know whether people will realise that Tosh Lyons from The Bill has become synonymous with Carsoul.
Oh my God, why have I never even thought of that?
Oh, really? If you put a photo of one over the other, they phase and just disappear. There's no one there. They are just, they're interchangeable. So, so I can tell you from having shared a changing room with Carsoul.
Yeah.
There's like a handlebar moustache of pubes around his cock that go down the side of his bollocks. His cock itself would be relatively small, quite pointy, but not sort of bevelled into a point, just kind of pointy like, you know, like them chubby crowns.
Yeah.
You know, about so long.
Yeah.
About yay big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that, bright pink, helmet on view most of the time, but not all his helmet, just about half of it.
Yeah.
Massive bollocks.
And a big arse.
And a great big arse. Like Rusty Lee.
Right, a little bit of Pat Chat to finish.
Yeah.
November's Pat Chat. What do we do in November? We have fireworks, right?
Oh, yeah.
So.
I mean, we've missed all the fireworks, haven't we? Because what's it now? Like November the 20th or something?
And this one, we're 16th, but this ain't going to be out till like the fucking 31st anyway.
Yeah.
There's
no such thing.
30 days.
There's a rhyme to remind you.
Yeah. All right. Pat's been given the job of dealing with Guy Fawkes Night.
Who by? Doreen.
Doreen, yeah, of course. Yeah. All right. Pat, can you arrange a bit of a do for Guy Fawkes night? What do you think goes through his head straight away?
What, round the gaff?
Yeah, in the garden.
Or he
can do it in the yard.
I'm going to do it in the yard. The yard is a dangerous place. It's much easier to do it in the garden. You've got a very small, confined space in the garden, or you've got the vastness of the yard.
Yeah.
He's not going to spend that, like, he's going to have to get fucking Soppy Martin, his mate's lad.
Forgot about Martin.
Pat ain't. It's the bane of his life. He wishes he'd never took him on. He's hopeless.
Right.
But he's still trying to turn him into a man. No, so the amount of effort it's going to take to get Martin to sort the yard out, no.
Right, okay.
No, but in the back garden.
All right, so he's sitting there in the office and he's having a little workout of how many people he thinks he's going to go and food and stuff like that. Anyway, he looks out the window and he sees a load of fucking teenagers in there nicking fucking bits and pieces to build a guy out of his yard.
Right.
What's Pat do?
Well,
it's just kids having a laugh, isn't it?
The yard's a dangerous place.
Yeah, I know. It's just kids having a laugh, isn't it?
So he sat there in the porter cabin.
Yep.
And he sees the kids have just let themselves in and started helping themselves to bits.
Yeah.
Right. Right, it goes out. The kids have all got bits of pallets in their hands.
Yeah.
Gives them a clip round the ear.
Fuck off, mate. Why are you wearing a leotard?
All right, it's just a bit of banter.
Yeah.
Just a bit of banter.
Second strike.
All right, go on. Off you go. But then the kid turns round. As he turns round, a distributor from Mark II Escort falls out of his bag.
Yeah, that ain't going to go very well, is it?
The kid sees his face.
Yeah.
Bright red, like a fucking beetroot with a beard. His nuts still loose out his leotard. It's a double whammy. The kids run.
Yep.
Try and climb over the chain link fence. But the big one's turn up gets caught on the barbed wire. All the others are on the other side of the fence.
Yep.
Trying to get their mate over. Pat goes up, pulls him down, asks where he lives. Kid's still giving it the biggest. Pat gives him a slap. Just one, just a little one.
Yeah.
He won't punch him, he's just a kid.
No. Dry slap.
Kid's crying. Yeah. Lip bleeding. All the kids on the outside of the fence are crying.
He'll be quiet about soon.
Yeah. But Pat's done him a favour.
Yeah.
Kid tells Pat his address, so Pat goes round his home. Kid under one arm. Distributor by the leads in his other hand. Knocks on the door. His mum answers, the kid's mum. She's wearing a silk dressing gown.
Yeah.
It's the early 80s.
Yeah.
Pat asks if the old man's home.
Yep.
He ain't. He's up the pub. Pat's got a chubby in his leotard. But it ain't a confessions film. Pat walks half a mile to the boozer. Goes straight... goes straight up the bar. 3 pints bitter.
Yeah.
Ask the barman if he knows the kid's dad. Barman gives him the nod. Pat goes over. In all the melee, when he was getting a fiver out to pay for his pints, his nut come loose from his leotard again.
Oh, God, not again.
No, he can't keep it in.
Yeah.
He needs to get Doreen to tighten that elastic. Pat don't care. He picks the fella up. Straight through the front window. Pat walks out the door, still holding the distributor by the leads. Belts him, puts him back through the window, and he goes back home where Doreen's got some jacket potatoes on the go.
Ah, interesting.
Beans, cheese,
oh, right?
Tuna,
yeah.
Coleslaw,
yeah.
Sausage, right. Bacon, 2 fried eggs, and a fried slice. I knew you were going to ask about toppings.
Well. I'm interested to know, right? So the people are turning up at Pat's, right?
Yeah.
And there's jacket potatoes with a full English topping on each one.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Not everyone wants a full English, but Pat, that's fine. Pat knows how he likes a jacket potato.
That's fine. Right. So Pat's got some fireworks from a bloke down the yard, yeah. Right? So they're in his in the garden of his terrace house, right?
Well, no, they ain't. They're in his pockets. Except for he ain't got any pockets, so they're just wedged in the legs of his leotard.
Where, what's if you used to ask Pat about health and safety, what's his response going to be?
He won't even acknowledge it. He won't dignify it with a response.
Who's got a lighter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a lighter. Zippo.
Yeah. Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Favourite firework, the air bomb.
100%.
That's how he got his nickname.
Absolutely.
Bonfire.
Yep.
Pallets. He was going to get Martin to smash him up, so I gave him an axe and showed him what to do, but 5 minutes later, Pat's running the useless soppy cunt down to casualty minus two of his fingers. You want something doing, do it yourself.
There's a fucking roaring fucking fire going on. Air bombs are going off. They're a little bit hooky that Pat got from the yard. Anyway, it's a knock at the door.
Who is it?
It's his neighbour, right? He's got a very small Pekingese dog under his arm, and he's complaining that Pat's fireworks are scaring his dog. What's Pat's response?
I think Pat apologises.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, he says sorry.
Yeah.
But the bloke says that the fireworks are too big for a garden display.
Right.
So he's questioning Pat's judgment.
Yeah.
Pat lets the Alsatians loose. No one likes the grass.
No one likes the grass.
One of the blokes over the back of the house always watches Pat's display out of his window.
Yeah.
Pat sends a rocket up with two bangers strapped to it. No one likes a cheapskate.
No. Also, that gives him something to fucking deal with whilst Pat's Alsatian devour that dog. Oh, fantastic. Well, there you go. Go get some fireworks and enjoy them, much like Pat and his neighbours. I guess, are we done for November?
That's November 1983. We'll see you for a Christmas one. It'll probably be before the 8th.
Why? Quick.
But that's when the Crackpots release their song Proper Christmas.
Yeah, but we can just talk about that later in the month, can't we? It's only like...
I don't know. I've got a real good feeling about that band, so I think we should schedule the next one early to give them the best push we can. They're a new band starting. I mean, no one knows whether they're new or not, but...
Oh, yeah.
Well, and then that way, it'll help everyone have a proper Christmas. .info. See you in December. Maybe if you got to go away, don't think I can take the pain. Won't you stay another day? For Christmas Eve, do you believe? That's not naive. Proper Christmas, that's a proper Christmas. Proper Christmas, that's a proper Christmas. It never snows, but you never know. That's a proper Christmas. The trees up, the cards are out across the mantelpiece. It's the month your overdraft is going to increase. From now till you get back to work, you won't get any peace. And that's a proper Christmas. You've got the in-laws coming round, they'll probably be late. The spuds were done half hour ago, but you'll have to wait. Your wife's sister will bring with her that boyfriend that you hate. And that's a proper Christmas. Proper Christmas, that's a proper Christmas. Proper Christmas, that's a proper Christmas. Wizard and Slade, and tempers get frayed. And that's a proper Christmas. .info. Remembering when we were young in the 80s.